T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The indicator about whether they're going to go tonight is going to be who, because right now you have way too many guys in the pen. You have like 10. And a couple of them are either going to have to be cut or sent back. And so if you look at the pen again, kind of largely, you have look what Alex Anthopoulos did. He rebuilt for the most part. When you're talking about your bullpen, you're talking not about, you know, filling in for long-term relief necessarily, or middle relief, or guys pitching in games that are out of hand one way or the other. You're talking about, can you have 3 guys, a 7th inning, an 8th inning, a 9th inning, come in and slam the door shut, and lock the game down. And those 3 guys are your bullpen. And the Braves went out and got 3 brand new guys in Martin, Melanson, and Green. Shane Green is a top-level, lights-out closer. Forget about Craig Kimbrel. Alex Anthopoulos saw your Craig Kimbrel and raised you. Shane Green, 22 saves, an ERA of 1.18 to you. I mean, this is a frontline closer.
Yeah, 65 saves in his career. He's a guy who has what they like to call, what Andy Randy like to call, a resume. He got a little bit of a resume, and I think that's good. And I think when you look at the way that these moves were made, these were cool and calculated moves. You got 3 guys, if I'm not mistaken, John Freaky, that you have control of, not just this year but next year. So you have an opportunity to make some hay, you know, and the fact that your closer now, Shane Green, is 30 years old. So he's right in. Like, when I think of pitchers, that's kind of where you want them at. Because you talk about back in the day, good pitchers didn't come up today with, like, what, 30? Like 28, 29, something like that. So he's right. To me, for him, he's right in the sweet spot of where you need him to be. And he's going to be here for a while.
So the Braves tonight, again, we'll get the indication because you have too many guys in the bullpen. You look at those 3, you know you're going to keep Nuke. There's no reason not to get rid of the veteran. I mean, you're going to keep Josh Tomlin. He saved the day for you yesterday. He got his second career save, and a veteran guy who can also spot start. So Josh Tomlin's going to be in the pen. And then you have to make a decision, Hugh, between, like, you're going to hold a couple of guys, like between Swarzak and Minner, and, yes, Luke Jackson and Chad Sabatka. Are you going to be sending them down? Are you going to be keeping them? Who are they going to keep? But the good news is, you know, for those of you who are going nutty about Luke Jackson, and I don't blame you. We all went nutty about Luke Jackson. I was throwing things at the TV. But anyway, the fact is, if he stays on the team, and he might, he's going to be in a middle relief mop-up role. He's not going to be closing games.
I got a question. Was Josh Tomlin on the mound chewing tobacco yesterday? Was that tobacco or was that big league chew? I'm assuming it was big league chew. But I tell you what, the level of coolness that he displayed when he had 2 runners on base and for him to work his way out of that, and get the save and get the win, man, I thought that was pretty cool. Because I'm telling you, I'm watching that after Josh hit the home run and we take the lead back, and I'm really hoping because at that point my Twitter feed was blowing up. People were about to, you know, they're talking about fire Snicker, and for him to be cool in that moment, I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was good to see, and it also looked like a moment where, like, not so much you. The extending of the olive branch of trust, if you understand, if you follow me. It's like I'm not there with him yet because it was like, you know, we have trust issues right now with our closers, especially with Luke Jackson being out there. But it was like almost like an olive branch of trust that he could probably, you know, spell Shane Green a little bit. So that was good to see. That was definitely good to see yesterday. And his demeanor on the mound was good to see in my mind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.